Jackie Parrish, Greg Amon, Ed Dwyer. I'm here for a couple of reasons this morning. First, I'd like to give you a very brief update on the status of the County Park District. And I'm pleased to say that Metro Parks is alive and well, and at over 3,100 acres at this point in time, we are working hard to address the conservation and recreation interests of our residents here in Butler County. We've worked on and are accomplishing several important projects this year. In April, we closed on the acquisition of the 468-acre Houston Farm and Forest Preserve property in Hanover Township, a very significant natural area that we've been able to acquire in part thanks to the award of a State of Ohio Clean Ohio Fund grant. Again, a significant natural area, also much historical importance tied to this property. It, at one point in its past, was property owned and actually the home of Matthew Houston, one of our county's earliest landowners and for the gentleman for whom Houston Woods State Park is named. And this property actually stayed in Matthew Houston's family's hands, his descendants, until it was acquired by the Park District earlier this year. That will be a park for the future and a very significant natural area that we are excited about. Area conservationists are very excited about as well. A couple of the development projects we've been involved with this year. We're nearing completion of the second phase of the Port Union to Gilmore Ponds Historic Canal Trail Bike Path Project out in Fairfield and Hamilton, a cooperative project that we've worked with the City of Fairfield on. This joins the first phase of this particular trail, which was completed by Westchester Township a couple of years ago. Extends the existing trail approximately 3 miles from Port Union in Westchester to the east side of Bypass 4 in Hamilton. Ultimately, succeeding phases will take this trail further westward so a connection can be made to the Great Miami River Recreation Trail. Greg Wilkins in the Butler County Engineer's Office has served as the project manager on our behalf during this time. Again, another project, we were successful in obtaining a Clean Ohio Trails Fund grant that allowed us to work on this particular piece. So it'll be another great addition to the county park system. And then lastly, we're expecting any day to hear approval from the National Park Service on the transfer of approximately 258 acres of Westchester Township's Voice of America Park, which will be combined with our existing Ronald Reagan Voice of Freedom Park to form a single 436-acre area under the sole jurisdiction of Metro Parks. And this will be known as the Voice of America Park. Quite honestly, all the paperwork's completed, been submitted, and we're just waiting for that call that we can go ahead with the actual transfer. So a lot of good things have been happening with the county parks. Thanks in no small part to the support that the commission has shown us. The funding that you have directed our way for capital projects and land acquisition has been one of the key ingredients that have allowed us to move forward on these projects. And we've obviously, as I've noted, been able to leverage those funds in attracting further state and other dollars to make these various projects take place.
Mike, here. Aren't you of the 10 largest counties, the only Metro Parks without a levy?
That is correct. That is correct, yeah. And everybody, I would have to say, kind of marvels at how we've been able to get some of these things accomplished without a levy. So thanks go out to you for the support you've shown us that have allowed us to do these things. My second duty here this morning is to introduce the new executive director for Metro Parks, John Granville, with well over 20 years' experience in the parks, recreation, and conservation area, most recently has served as executive director at Erie County Metro Parks. John will be assuming the leadership reins here at our county park district following my departure later this week. So on that note, I'd like John to come forward.
John? Well, I'm not sure if I met everybody here, so. I'm extremely happy to be here. Every day I spend here, I find that it's a bigger job than I thought it was, because Mike has so many things going on. And largely, that's because of the unique relationship that the county commission has had with the Metro Parks, the Board of Park Commissioners here in this county. Derek, I think you hit on it. Given the limited resources that the organization, that Metro Parks, has got on its own, there is no way that we would have had the success here in Butler County that we have, and I'm learning more about every day, without the county commissioner's support. I'm hoping we have a great relationship and continue that throughout the next several years. And if there's anything, any information or anything that you want to know from us, I hope you give me a call. Don't hesitate. It's very, very nice to have met you all.
Nice to meet you, John, and we wish you the best. And you know, we haven't spotted Bigfoot in Butler County, but there are big feet to fill with Mike's footprint on our county park system. So, and Mike, we want to wish you the very best, and thank you for your 33-plus years of working in the parks department. And you really have a lot to be proud of. And as you sit back and whittle, come out and enjoy our parks that you help develop. And so, Mike, we want to say thank you to you, and to John, we want to wish you the very best, and please feel free to call on us at any time.
Thank you.
Have a problem.
Mike, I would like to reiterate also that congratulations on the job well done. Mike knows everybody in the county, and that's a definite plus. And that takes a little while, of course, John. You have to, but I'm sure you'll get there quick. But by knowing everybody and knowing what buttons to push and where to go and who to see, he's really accomplished tremendous things. So congratulations, and really wish you the best.
Yeah. Mike, just great job. You know, I had an opportunity to work with Mike 20-some years ago, and he was just as good then as he is now. So he's, when you say Butler County Parks, you have to say Mike Muskett at the same time. Done a great job.
Thank you.
Thank you all.
Thanks, John.
Thanks, John. Good luck. Next, we'll go into communications.
Approved
Thank
minutes.
You.
Approved minutes from the September 20th meeting. Approved travel and training. Approved three CSA personnel actions. From Environmental Services, approve and execute wireless cell agreement with Cincinnati Bell. Approve an extension of sewer services to trails of Shaker Run, Section 7. Approved change order number one for State Route 4 water main contract. Under engineer, approve two load limits on Unica Road and Port Union Road. Execute contract 716 for the retrace of various roads. And approve installation of no through truck signs on southbound Georgetown Road. And under miscellaneous, approve reimbursement to All Things Catered for EMA.
Move for approval.
Second.
Commissioner Dixon?
Yes.
Commissioner Furman?
Yes.
Commissioner Jolivet?
Yes.
Thank you.
Anything to be brought up?
I don't have anything at this time.
I have nothing.
Josh, you have anything?
Move to adjourn.
Second.
Commissioner Dixon?
Yes.
Commissioner Furman?
Yes.
Commissioner Jolivet?
Yes.
Thank you.